Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, a conversation with Bill DeVries, the chair of the Wawa Rotary Online Auction Committee.
What is the Wawa Rotary Online Auction?
The Wawa Rotary Online Auction is probably the Rotary Club's main fundraiser. We solicit donations in terms of merchandise from local merchants, and we may also get donations from other merchants in terms of cash, or other businesses in terms of cash. The merchandise that we receive is auctioned off, and it's auctioned off online. So this requires that people have access to a computer or a tablet or phone. They can then go online. They can bid on any one of the number of items that are there. As of right now, I understand there's about 100 items. I haven't had the opportunity to see them all because I've been out of town for a few days. There's some pretty good items on there. What you do is you put your bid in. If your bid is successful, you will be notified. And then, of course, you will have to come down to, in this case, we will be using the Employment Help Center on Broadway Avenue to collect your money and hand you your certificate or actual merchandise.
If you were involved last year, would it just be the same website, the login, all that?
Yeah, it would be the same website. You would log in. You might have to reestablish a new login for this year.
Okay, fair enough.
I have run across both people that said the last year's login worked fine and this year didn't. Appears to be a little difficult. We won't know until we actually start taking bids.
Okay.
And that happens on the 20th.
Once it opens, it runs for almost a full week.
Yes.
And people just keep checking, update their bids if somebody else is bidding above them.
They can keep checking to see if somebody else has bid higher than they have. They can also establish a maximum bid. Let's say that the item is worth, or you're wishing to bid $500. They can establish that as a maximum bid. Then they can bid a lower amount, and every time that somebody else bids higher, their bid will be upped just above that.
So it can automatically increment for you.
So it'll automatically increase. And if it hits their maximum, then they are either a successful bidder, or if it goes by their maximum, then of course they lose out.
They are not actually purchasing it through the site. You don't have to give payment information. That is handled once the auction closes?
No. The payment information is all handled once the auction closes, and it actually does require people to come down to the, as I said, what we have established as our payment center at the Employment Health Center, and that's where they make their payment, and they can pay in cash or check. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to accept credit cards at this particular time.
That information would be given when they are contacted to know that they had the winning bid, though?
Yes.
I know you did mention it toward the beginning that this is one of your big fundraisers, but where does that money go? What is that used for?
We have two major fundraisers. One of those consists of selling Nevada tickets, and that raises somewhere in the area of probably between $12,000 and $15,000 a year. And the charity auction raises somewhere around $10,000. So the funds are going into a whole variety of items. The Rotary Club supports a number of, first of all of the schools benefit because we're buying equipment for the schools. Kids are traveling, so we will often pay for the bus or the travel costs. And every one of the schools is on our list for part of our budget. Minor hockey people get money. We've been buying equipment for them. Same with figure skating. We support the Firefighters Association. We have paid for several pieces of their equipment over the years. There are some other minor organizations in terms of sporting groups that we support. It's just a question of people come up to us, and groups come up to us and said, you know, we need some help. And then we support a number of hospital functions, the food bank, as well as we operate a charity, and that particular charity is also funded through this auction. And there we spend the money on primarily helping families with medical expenses that are not covered by a variety of government programs. We have over the years paid for families to travel to Toronto with sick kids, or I can remember buying a couple of wheelchairs over the years. We actually bought somebody a van once. A wheelchair accessible van because they had a small child. These are all in the past. Recently, we have put some, this is more approachable to seniors. We have provided a hospital bed. On a couple of occasions, we've put stair lifts in homes. This is where you ride a chair to go up your stairs. There's been a number of other cases where people have looked and said, we really can't afford this, and can you give us a hand? And we have. And last but not least, and we haven't run this for a couple of years, we're about to start again this coming spring, we used to test all of the school children, we did this in kindergarten and in grade 2, for hearing and for vision. They would all be tested for their hearing and their vision, and if there was a problem with either, they would be referred to an audiologist or further through an optometrist. It's actually an audiologist and an optometrist that come in, but they don't do a detailed examination, so then they would go back for a detailed examination. I don't know that we've ever run into a child that had poor hearing that I can recall, but certainly we've come across a number of kids that needed glasses. Wasn't discovered until that point, and there's been a couple of times that we've assisted with the glasses. A lot of that's covered by the government nowadays, and if it is, so much the better.
Quite a few different potential causes to be supporting, so that is great to hear. So again, it starts off on the 20th. If people want to register ahead of time, they can still do that.
They can register now. In fact, they can register now, and they can go online, and they can look at what's being listed so far.
Once again, that is Bill DeVries, chair of the Wawa Rotary Online Auction Committee. And again, the website for the auction is octria.com/auction/Wawa Rotary Online Auction. That is AUCTRIA.com/auction/Wawa Rotary Online Auction. You can actually find a link on our website, jamfm.live. That's jjamfm.live. You've been listening to Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.